I think I need a bit of a breather.
Me too. I can't keep up with you.
I'm very out of practice. It's been ages since I went skating.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I love it. This was such a good idea.
I just remember that time when we all went to Felpersham Outdoor Rink.
Oh, yeah.
Such a laugh. I've got some photos.
Have you? I'd love to see them.
I'll put them out when we get back.
Oh, thank you. I haven't got any photos of Dad.
Haven't you?
No. Mum. Well, she didn't really want them around.
Oh, I see. Well, if there are any that you like...
Oh, no, it's okay. They're yours. You keep them.
All right.
It's just, I remember he was so happy that day.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better to leave memories as they are.
Yeah.
How is your mum? You haven't really talked about her much.
Oh, not much to say. She's okay.
Also on you, actually. I'm afraid I've been monopolising the conversation for most of the weekend.
I wanted to know what you've been doing. It's so interesting.
Well, it all keeps me busy. So, what's Sonia up to?
She's in love.
Happily, I presume.
Totally.
Well, come on, details then. How did they meet? What's he like?
Oh, on the internet, some chat room. Oh, he's okay. Nothing special.
But Sonia thinks he is.
Yeah. Seems to be a family failing, thinking men are special.
That was heartfelt. Are you speaking from personal experience?
Me? Oh, no. Men? Nothing but trouble. Oh, I love this song.
So, Sonia, have they moved in together?
As soon as she could. Really good to dance to.
Close to your mum?
No, he lives in Nantes.
Well, not very near then.
No, that was the point. Come on!
I can't tell you how sad I felt when the news came on the radio.
I'm sure you did.
It's been so much part of our lives, the Royal. I could easily have shed a tear.
Oh, Jill.
When I think back, we'd never miss it. Straight off to haymaking. And why was it the weather always seemed to be so hot in those days?
Funny, isn't it? Just like today.
And Phil had to see absolutely everything. All the new machines, the cattle. Oh, and the pigs, of course.
Of course.
Somehow, the annual trip to the Royal, well, it was the summer.
Yeah.
We hardly ever went on holiday in those days. That's what made that couple of days at Stoneleigh so important.
Nothing lasts forever, I'm afraid.
No.
The industry's changing. Farmers want the specialist chores.
I know.
David and I are the same. We like the dairy event. That's our favourite.
You want the technical stuff, I suppose.
You've got to have it these days. Now, this is where Usha and I saw the lapwings. We could do with Pip here to show us.
I can hear one. Is Pip revising?
She should be. But she was so excited about finding the eggs.
I can imagine.
Jill?
Hmm?
You know Phil's birthday?
Yes.
Well, David's had a great idea.
Oh?
He met this bloke at an NFU meeting, Adrian Whitmore. He said he thought his dad might have known Phil.
Adrian. Oh, yes. I think I can remember him.
His dad's name's Fred.
That's right. They were both active in the NFU. When was it? The 70s, it must have been.
So they must have known each other quite well.
Oh, yes. Phil spent more time with his NFU buddies in those days than he did with me.
Oh, dear. Anyway, David thought we could set up a meeting for Phil with this Fred Whitmore. I bet they'd enjoy a chat about old times.
Yes.
And he still seems to be in touch with a few of the others from those days. So we thought, well, maybe we could organise a little reunion on his birthday.
That sounds a wonderful idea.
Good.
And I know one thing they'll want to talk about. The end of the good old Royal.
A good one. Your dad and Mitch.
He was a nice dog.
Still is. Will's got him.
Has he? Oh, I'd love to see him again.
Will or the dog?
Both.
Well, you'll have to come again and see them then.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure you won't take one just of Mitch? I've got lots.
Oh, you took so many of us all. I can't believe it.
I must have had a new camera or something. I was a bit obsessive.
No, I'm glad you did.
So am I. It's good to have the evidence.
Of what?
That we were happy.
You and Dad?
Yeah.
But you were.
Sometimes.
Most times.
I'm glad you think so.
I know he was. You can see for yourself. So were we.
When you got used to my funny little ways.
Oh, believe me, Helen, compared to what we were used to.
Things can't have been easy for your mum.
She made them difficult.
Does she still?
It doesn't matter. I've left all that behind.
So, you are planning to stay in England, but you haven't really said.
I hope I can. I'd like to.
Well, I hope you can. It's been lovely to see you.
Not too many painful memories.
There were, but I've sorted them out now. If you like the photos.
Thank you for letting me stay. I'm having a great time.
So am I. It's a pity it's been so short.
Yeah.
Still, Sheffield isn't that far.
Sheffield?
Isn't that where your grandmother lives? Has she moved?
Oh, no. She's still there.
Has she got a big place?
Not really. Just a little terrace.
So the plan is to find somewhere of your own once you've got a job?
I suppose so. I hadn't really thought that far ahead.
It might take you a bit of time to find a job. It'd be a good thing if you could live at your grandmother's while you looked.
I suppose it would.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be organising your life for you.
That's all right. It could do with organising.
Well, it might not suit you at all. Maybe you're not close.
We get on.
Well, I expect she's looking forward to seeing you. Did she visit you in France?
Not really. Could we find those photos of Mitch?
Maybe you should give her a ring.
Now?
Just to tell her what time to expect you tomorrow.
Ah, she'll be there. She doesn't go out much.
You can't bank on that. Better to arrange a time and then we can look up a train for you.
Yeah, okay. When I finish looking at the photos...
So you're still worried about them?
Well, this colony's so weak. Look, only a few frames of bees.
Oh, yeah.
So the best thing is to combine it with one of the other hives.
Better just to have two strong ones.
Yes, and the combined hive will grow faster too.
So what do you want me to do?
We need to take the roof, the cover board and the brood box off one of the stronger hives first.
Okay.
It was nice to see you in church.
The boys always like to see Shula's donkey.
And it was nice to see Shula.
Yeah. And she stayed for coffee afterwards.
She was having a chat with Alan.
Yeah. Of course, Usha wasn't there.
No. Out for a run, I suppose.
No, she still doesn't like going out on her own. I think she was at the gym.
Alan's going out with her when he can, isn't he?
Yeah. But between you and me, he's not very much help.
I can imagine, poor Alan. And, of course, this is his busiest time. Right. I'm going to spread this newspaper over the top of the wheat brood box and then prick a few holes in it.
Why?
So the bees will be able to pick up the scent.
Oh.
Then I'll put this queen excluder on top of the paper.
So the queen won't be able to leave the strong hive.
That's right. And then if you just help me put the strong brood box cover and roof back on top of the wheat brood box.
Of course. But how will the wheat bees get in?
They'll eat their way through the newspaper.
And what happens to the wheat queen?
Oh, the bees will dispose of her.
Oh, dear. Poor queen.
Well, it's for the good of the hive. Well, she might have gone already. There.
Oh. So, do you think Shula will come back to St. Stephen's now?
I doubt it. She's definitely going to the services at the cathedral for the rest of the week. Oh, that's done.
It was nice she brought the donkey.
Yes. I'm glad she felt she could do that.
I can't quite imagine these... what did you call them? Lagoons?
Swales. That's what Kelvin calls them. But they're like a series of linked pools, really.
Lagoons makes me think of desert islands and Peter Pan.
Well, it's a pity he won't be here on Tuesday. We've got some people coming to look at the site and the consultant's going to explain all about it. We'd get a much better idea from him.
Tuesday? Well, maybe.
You could have seen Tom, too.
Oh, right.
Not that he's at his best at the moment.
Why?
He's just split up with his girlfriend. It's a real shame.
Oh.
Brenda Tucker. Did you remember her?
I don't think so. What happened?
That's a long story. I suppose it started with Tom needing new finance for his pigs.
They fell out over pigs.
I told you it was a long story. Still, at least it looks as if he's going to get his money now.
Oh, well, that's all right then.
Luckily, we have a very generous grandmother.
It's weird. It's like you talk a different language sometimes.
How do you mean?
No one I know would break off a relationship over pigs.
No one you know is a farmer, I suppose.
No.
Well, we're not that weird. Not once you get to know us.
I know. Helen, You know you were saying it was a pity I wasn't going to be here on Tuesday.
Well, maybe next time you come, this system will be up and running. Speaking of grandmothers, I really think you ought to go and ring yours.
With a bit of luck, I should be able to get my hives back up to 3 by May.
You think the combined hive will be strong enough to split by then?
Or it might swarm. But if the worst comes to the worst, I'll just get some from a fellow beekeeper.
It is a worrying time for you.
The Varroa was a blow, but the badger was just bad luck. And at least I'm not trying to make a living from it.
Well, that's true. All this colony collapse.
Well, it's not quite the Armageddon some of the papers are making out. I expect we'll survive.
I hope so.
Anyway, let's talk about something more cheerful. I like this idea of yours for your dad's birthday.
Oh, good. Do you remember Fred Whitmore?
Yes. He and your father were great mates. I even remember Adrian, I think. Is he about your age?
I suppose so, yeah.
You might even have gone to one of his birthday parties.
Really?
I've got a nasty feeling you ate too much cake and had to be taken home.
Try not to do that at your dad's party.
Yeah, do my best. So do you think that Dad would like to meet some more of his old NFU colleagues?
I'm sure he would. I feel bad we've lost touch with so many of them.
I expect David can track them down.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard to find out who was around the same time as Dad.
And when you've got a list, could I look it over?
Yeah, of course.
And we thought it would be a good idea for you to vet it.
It might be. Phil did make a lot of friends, but he made some enemies too.
How did you get on? Was she pleased to hear from you?
Oh, yeah.
And is it okay for you to arrive tomorrow?
Well, not tomorrow, no.
Oh, I knew it.
What?
They're all the same, these retired people. Busy, busy, busy. Gran used to have a fuller diary than me before Jack got here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's got things on.
And then she'll want to give the house a total spring clean, get it ready for you.
Yeah.
So what's she saying? End of the week?
That's right. Friday. Friday will be fine.
Friday.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I have to stay here.
Oh, no, that's good. You can come to the meeting at Bridge Farm on Tuesday I was telling you about. Maybe see Will?
Hmm?
I'll ring to see if he's free. And Mitch, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try and juggle things at work and take a bit of time off.
You mean I can stay here?
Of course you can. What did you think I was going to do, turf you out to find a B&B?
That is so kind.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
We can spend some proper time together.
I'd like that.
And then you can go up to your grandmother's when she's ready for you. Works out better all round.
Morning, mate. Can I help you?
I hope so, Matt. I hope so.
Chalky.
We need to talk. Come on, get in.
It's very nice of you to come and help me out, Lillian.
Oh, don't be silly, Mum. Glad you asked me.
Only I do need to have quite a detailed talk with Tom about his business, and Jack tends to get a bit restive.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll entertain him.
I do appreciate it.
Oh, it's nothing. I mean, I haven't been pulling my weight recently. I know that.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. I haven't seen you for ages.
Oh, that's understandable in the circumstances.
No, it isn't. Oh, and it does me no good just sitting in the house brooding.
Is there much to brood about? Has something else happened?
No. We're still just waiting. So, has Brian come up with a decent sum?
I think so, yes. It seems quite fair to me.
Well, I would have thought Brian could have been a bit generous as a gesture of goodwill.
Goodwill's in very short supply between those two, I'm afraid.
So I gathered.
But it's fine. I'd rather it was all perfectly businesslike. I think it's better for all of us.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you're right.
And I have beaten Brian down a bit.
Of course you have.
I pointed out it's in his best interest to come to a quick settlement.
Good for you.
So I'm sure Tom will confirm it for me, that it's a good price.
Well, it'd be much better for him to have all his enterprises at Bridge Farm, won't it?
Better for everyone. I don't like there being this source of conflict in the family.
No.
We've got enough troubles as it is.
Yeah.
Lillian, I won't ask you any questions about the legal side of what's going on.
That's good, because I don't think I could answer them.
But what you said about needing to get out of the house...
Yeah?
You sounded, well, trapped.
Well, a trap of my own making. I'm such a coward, Mum.
Lillian, that's the last thing you are.
Well, I thought so too until this happened. Truth is,
I just can't face people. Pathetic, isn't it?
Not at all. It's quite natural.
Well, not for me. I mean, I've always been one for brazening things out, not caring what people think, but as it turns out, I do care, I mean.
Well, I think you're being very loyal to Matt. It can't be easy.
If you could just see what this is doing to him.
I can imagine the idea of ending up in court can't be pleasant.
I don't even think he's got as far as thinking about that. He's having to face some unpalatable truths about himself.
I imagine he is.
He thought he didn't give a damn about what people thought about him either, but now he's getting the silent treatment from his so-called friends and colleagues.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's got a meeting of Borchester Land on Wednesday, and he wanted to float a few ideas with the board members first, but they wouldn't even speak to him. He had to leave messages asking them to ring him back.
And they haven't?
Nope, not a single one. We just sit there by the silent phone. Well, they say it's at times like this you find out who your friends are. It looks like Matt hasn't got any.
This looks quiet enough. We shouldn't be disturbed here.
Depends what you're planning to do.
Well, I just want to talk to you, Matt, without being interrupted.
Well, you could have come in, had a coffee. No need for all this mafioso stuff.
Or seeing the lovely Lillian. Great pleasure that would have been.
She's out, actually.
Is she? Where's she gone?
I don't see you need to know, but she won't be long. And she'll expect to find me home when she gets back.
What? Are you... Are you trying to let me know someone will notice if you disappear? Oh, Matt, you've been watching too much television.
Yeah, well, not much else to do these days. I'm just saying I need to get back, so if you could say whatever it is you've come to say.
I was unhappy about the way our phone call ended. And
you weren't the only one.
On reflection, I didn't think I'd been very fair to you.
I didn't think so either.
It must have been a shock for you when the Serious Fraud Office came calling.
Not as shocking as discovering you'd disappeared.
Oh, let's not go over all that again. Look, I'm back now, and I'm trying to tell you. Well, I understand why you did what you did.
Oh, thank you. That's a great comfort to me.
Maybe I might have done the same thing myself in that
Maybe
situation.
Maybe you would. The difference would have been I'd have stood by you.
Well, I'm back now, and we can work together on this.
Can we? How?
Well, that's what I want to talk about. But it would help me to know exactly what you said to them.
Yeah, I'm sure it would.
But that isn't entirely necessary.
Good.
Because I think the best thing would be if you just withdrew your statement.
The best thing for who?
Both of us. Because then we can decide what we're going to say together.
I made my decision. And so did you when you left me in the lurch. The best thing. The best thing for you. Can you imagine the kind of trouble I'd be in if I did that?
I can imagine the kind of trouble you'll be in if you don't.
Oh, I'm getting out of the car.
Look, don't be so hasty. We've still got a lot to talk about.
We haven't. Though I will give you one piece of advice.
And what's that?
Talk to the police yourself.
That's a joke, right?
I'm not laughing.
You know that's not my style. Oh, well, you can't say I haven't warned you.
Warned me?
Explained my position. And, you know, if you change your mind...
I'm not going to.
You remember my advice, too.
Which was?
Watch your back.
Yeah, goodbye, Chalky.
Oh, Matt. Just one more thing.
Yes?
The lovely Lillian. How is she?
So that's his offer. What do you think of it?
It's quite reasonable.
I think so.
I wouldn't say it was generous.
You wouldn't expect it to be. It is you who wants to go.
Well, I know, but it's... Well, it's certainly a serious offer. Shows he wants out, too.
Oh, he does.
And I have to congratulate you, Gran. It's a better deal than he would ever have offered me.
Well, I do have a certain amount of leverage. I am his mother-in-law.
Oh, so? When has Brian ever been known to put family before business?
I think that's a little harsh.
I just don't want you to underestimate yourself. You've got a really good deal out of him. Oh, I'm so relieved.
I must say, I did rather enjoy the negotiations.
I bet you did.
It was nice to be a businesswoman again.
Yeah.
So, you think I should go ahead?
If you're up for it, Gran.
I am. And I'd like to see our business flourish.
Really, it's very generous of you.
No, I have faith in your ability, Tom. And it's very important to me that this helps you to make a go of things at Bridge Farm.
That's what I've always wanted. You know that?
I do. But I'm investing serious money.
Oh, I know. And believe me, Gran, I'll make the most of it.
I'm pleased to hear it.
It's going to make all the difference.
I'm glad you see that.
I'll be able to show Brian how wrong he was.
I'm sorry to disturb you. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Lillian.
I just wondered how close you are to finishing your meeting.
Well, I don't think I've got anything left to say.
I have.
Oh, right. Only Matt just rang me. Worried I wasn't in the house.
Haven't you told him you were coming up here?
Yeah, of course, but he's got such a lot on his mind at the minute.
I imagine he has.
You just sounded, well, a bit shaken.
Oh, you better go home then, dear.
You sure? And Jack's settled in front of the television.
Oh, that's fine. You go and find out what's happened. I can see it's worrying you.
Yeah, it is rather.
Then go. We can manage Jack.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Mum. I'll just get my coat.
One thing, though, Lillian.
Yeah?
Let me know. Whatever it is, you can tell me.
I know I can, Mum. Thanks. Bye, Tom.
Bye. I wonder what that's about. Maybe the police have been round again.
Well, let's not speculate. We shall know the worst soon enough.
Lillian wasn't looking too good.
I know.
That man! How can he have got us all into this?
I don't suppose he thought it was going to impact on our family the way it has.
How can he not have seen that coming? He must have known it would.
I suppose he was focused on his own particular problems.
Well, I'm sorry. I think that's just selfish.
Well, frankly, Tom, I think that's rather the pot calling the kettle black.
What? You think I'm selfish?
Thoughtless might be a better word. About the impact your actions might have on your family.
But I've told you how much I want to make a go of things at Bridge Farm.
All to show Brian he was wrong.
Well, maybe that too, but...
No, Tom, I want an end to this. I'm investing in more than a business here. I don't want a continuation of the bad feeling between you and Brian.
I only meant I'd like to have the chance to show him that my organic principles can be sound business practice as well.
I understand that, but I don't want you bearing a grudge.
I'd like to draw a line under it.
Good.
But you must admit he treated me pretty badly.
Recently, maybe. But it was he who bailed you out when your supermarket contract collapsed.
As everyone constantly reminds me.
He helped you out of a very tight spot. Your partnership has worked perfectly for some years.
Yeah.
And now you're not partners. Maybe you'll be able to remember that you're both members of the same family. I don't want any bad feelings lingering.
No, you're right, Gran. Okay, I'll do my best.
Pushcat, am I pleased to see you.
Well, I was only at Mum's.
Yeah, I know, but when I came back and you weren't here, come here.
Oh, sweetheart. I had told you I was going out there.
Yeah, I know, but with everything that happened, it just went out of my head.
What did happen? You've obviously had a shock.
Yeah, I have.
The police haven't been round again.
Oh, no. I think I might have preferred that.
Well, then what? Tell me.
Oh, I just nipped out to post a letter and there he was, waiting for me in his car.
Who?
Chalkman.
Good Lord. He's back.
Large as life and twice as nasty.
I can't believe he had the nerve to come and see you. What do you want?
A chat. So we went for a little drive in his car.
You did what?
Yeah. He didn't want us to be seen or anyone to interrupt us.
Well, why didn't you just phone the police the minute you saw him?
It was such a shock, I didn't know what to do.
Well, you can phone them now.
No. I'm not talking to the police.
But, Matt...
No. I'm sick of talking to them. This is between me and Chalky.
Matt, don't be ridiculous. How can it be? You have spoken to the police. And if they find out you've met Chalkman and haven't told them about it, how's that going to look to them?
I'm a bit more worried about how it's going to look to Chalky.
Well, forget him.
No, I wish I could.
You can. You need to keep yourself whiter than white. Just tell them.
No.
Why not, Matt?
Because it wouldn't do any good and it might do harm.
Matt!
No, leave it, Lillian. Trust me, I know what I'm doing.
Quite a turnout. I hadn't expected so many.
Well, it's an interesting project.
Well, I'm glad David and Ruth have made it.
Yeah, we need the parish council on side.
Mm. Oh, I could have done without her, though.
Who? Oh, Annette.
Why on earth has Helen brought her? She can't possibly be interested.
She might be. Helen feels she has to entertain her.
Why? She was only supposed to be staying for the weekend. If she chooses to hang on...
I don't think it was a choice, exactly. Her grandmother wasn't ready for her.
Yeah, well, I think it's a cheek.
Well, it doesn't really matter what you think, if Helen's OK with it.
It does if she's taking time off Ambridge Organics.
Has she asked you to cover a shift?
Well, no.
Then it's not going to be a problem for you, is it?
Well, I don't like it. What does she want? Why has she come?
To see Helen. She always got on with Helen when she visited.
Yeah, and now she's taking advantage of Helen's kind heart.
Well, aren't you glad you've got such a generous daughter?
I just... Well, it worries me.
Tony, Annette will be gone by the end of the week. Let's not worry before we have to.
Are you sure your dad doesn't mind me being here?
Of course.
He keeps staring at me.
No, he doesn't. He always looks like that.
Really?
I expect he's a bit tense this morning. Very important that Kelvin can convince the people from the council that this is a good scheme so we can get planning permission.
Right, and Kelvin's the consultant?
Yep.
And he's going to tell us all about this marshland thing.
Not marshland, wetland.
Will it take long?
About half an hour, maybe, three quarters.
Right.
And then we can go back to the house for a coffee, which I'm sure you'll be ready for.
No, I'm enjoying it. It's a nice day.
Yeah, well, we're nearly there.
But I can't see anything.
Hmm?
This wetland...
It's not there yet. That's why we've got to get planning permission to build it.
Oh, I thought it was there already.
No, that's what this meeting's about.
You described it all so well with the fish and the newts and the frogs and everything. I thought you'd seen it.
Well, I have seen a similar system. I'm sorry if I didn't make it clear.
You did. I'm just very stupid.
No, you're not. It's a complicated project. I'm sure it'll be a lot clearer to you when Kelvin's explained it.
Yes.
Morning.
Oh, Tom. Glad you could make it.
Oh, I said I'd try. I've got to get over to the home farm pigs later, but...
Oh, it's great that you're here.
Yeah, well, Bridge Farm is my future now. Got to keep up with everything we're planning.
Yeah, I'm so pleased Peggy decided to invest.
Yeah, so am I. I don't know what I'd have done without her.
Oh, we've all had reason to say that over the years. Good old Mum. You can always rely on her.
Have you had a chance to speak to Brian yet?
No, not yet. But he knows the score. I'll wind down the herd over there as soon as it's possible.
And build up the herd here at the same time.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure he's as anxious to get me off his land as I'm anxious to go.
Tom, I know he's made life difficult for you.
Oh, you can say that again.
But it's time to move on. We don't want any more hard feelings in the family.
Yes, Mum, don't worry. Gran's offer came with one condition attached, and that was it.
Well, I'm sure she's happy that we'll be a real family farm again.
Yeah, she is. So, have you had a chance to tell Helen the good news yet?
Not really.
Yeah. She's been too preoccupied with her guest.
Oh? Oh, is that Annette?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's grown.
Since she was 13? Well, yes.
But what on earth's she doing here?
Ah, good question, Tom. Yeah, good question.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you about this development proposal of mine.
Yeah, well, now's not really a very good time, Matt.
It never is these days.
I mean, it's on the agenda for the board meeting tomorrow.
Exactly.
Well, can't we just talk about it then?
Well, you know that's not how we usually do things. It helps to get a sense of the meeting.
And have you?
No, because no one's returning my calls. I'm beginning to wonder if they'll even bother turning up tomorrow.
Of course they will.
You sure about that? How far is this... silent treatment gonna go?
We're all busy people, Matt.
Well, I'm not at the moment.
We know we're gonna talk about this proposal of yours tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I know for a fact Annabelle's got something she wants to say.
What, is she coming? I can barely remember what she looks like.
Matt, you'll see everyone at the meeting. We can sort it all out then.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, well, see you tomorrow then.
Yeah, see ya.
Did you get anywhere?
Nah, he was stonewalling me just like all the others. Still, at least he answered the phone.
What did he say?
We can sort it all out at the board meeting.
But it's right, you can.
Yeah, well, we'll see. You going out?
Yeah, I thought I'd have a ride, blow the cobwebs away.
Oh, right.
You know, to do you good to get out too. Why didn't you go for a round of golf?
Because it gets lonely playing on your own. You going with anyone?
No, I don't think so.
Shula might like to go with you.
But this time of day, she'd be far too busy. That'll be fine. I like it when it's just me and the horse.
Yeah, well, you take care, though, yeah?
I always do. I have been riding for quite a long time.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, there are some dodgy characters about these days.
I don't think anyone's going to mug me when I'm on horseback.
Well, you never know.
Matt, I don't think Chalky is going to be sitting in his car waiting for me.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, well, I hope he is. I've got a lot to say to him.
It all seems to have gone very well. You must be pleased.
Yes, the chaps from the Environment Agency seemed happy enough.
And how about the planning people?
Well, Tony's talking to them now, but I think they're
again. Can I get you a cup of coffee, Helen, Mrs. Archer?
Oh, Pat, please. Yeah, that'd be very kind.
Thank you, Annette.
Oh, won't be long.
Did she enjoy the presentation?
Well, I think so. I hadn't realised how important our clay soil was.
Yes, it's pretty heavy, so we might not need a liner.
And that was the point of the tests?
Yeah, to see if it really
was... I'm so sorry, Mrs. Archer. Pat, I forgot to ask. Do you take milk?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they ran tests to see how well the soil holds water. They look at how much pressure you need to force water through.
And the answer was quite a lot.
Yeah. So the clay will only need to be puddled with the roller to make it watertight.
Right. I just wanted to get it straight. Only Annette was chattering to me, so...
Yes. She's interested in it all, is she?
Well, she was talking about other things some of the time.
Right.
Oh, I think we've cracked it.
The planning people are happy, are they?
Oh, yes, seem to be. Kelvin answered all their queries.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, it is. Where's Tom?
He had to get over to Home Farm.
Ah. Here we are. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thank you, Annette.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Archer. Shall I get one for you too?
Oh, no, I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, it's no trouble.
No, I'm fine.
You can share mine.
Oh, thanks, but I think I'll have tea.
I'll get it for you.
She's being very helpful.
She's a very sweet girl.
She does seem to be.
And easily scared. You might try and bear that in mind, Dad.
Me? Why?
You were giving her dirty looks all through Kelvin's talk.
No, I wasn't. I was just surprised to see her, that's all.
I told you she was staying to the end of the week.
Yeah, I know. But is she that interested?
She's a very bright girl, just not at her best with you two.
I tried to make her welcome on Friday.
I'm sure you did.
Well, she seems very well settled with you.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I hope she is.
It just seems a bit odd. Travelling all this way on her own?
Well, I don't think so. Her grandmother lives over here.
Yeah, well, first it's one night, then the weekend, then the week.
I'm glad she's had to stay longer. I'm enjoying having her. But, well, not this is any of your business. I'm going to check the timetables today and look online for cheap tickets. So she'll be gone by Friday. Though why that should matter to you.
Here's your tea, Mr. Archer.
Oh, thank you.
I hope that's all right.
Come on, Annette. You've done enough waitressing. Let's see if we can find Kirsty.
Tom? Oh, Brian. Good to see you.
Well, it's a long time since I've heard you say that.
I was going to come and try and find you after I'd finished this.
I expect we want to talk about the same thing, don't we?
You'd like to agree on a handover date.
Yeah, but it would help me to plan. Plus, I can then present Peggy with a final settlement figure.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, if you need more time to work it out...
No. It's fine. It's a relatively easy decision. I should need about a month to 6 weeks to finish off the production cycle here, and then everything will be at Bridge Farm.
Well, I thought it'd be about that. Well, suppose we aim for the end of next month.
Suits me. Of course, you never know with livestock. Things might slip a little bit.
Well, I can be flexible. But it'd be nice if we could bring our partnership to an amicable close.
Yes, it would.
Which I promised Peggy I'd do.
So did I. Good old Granny. She never misses a trick.
No. Yeah, there's a lot you could learn from your grandmother.
A lot I could learn.
Well, don't you think so? With tact and sweet reason, she managed to solve what had become an intractable situation.
A little tact and sweet reason would have come in handy quite a lot earlier, and the situation might not have got so intractable.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Is that right?
Yes. If you'd been open to reason...
Brian, if you hadn't steamrolled
oh,
me...
Oh, well, come on, come on. Let's not fight old battles. All's well that ends well, eh? Thanks to Peggy.
Yes, Brian.
Good Lord, you must be bored.
Oh, hello, Pussycat. I'm only washing a bit of salad.
As I said.
Thought I'd make a start on lunch. There's a quiche in the oven.
Ooh, wonderful.
Oh, you must be hungry after your ride.
Yeah, I am. This is very thoughtful of you.
But no need to sound so suspicious. I know I haven't been very easy to live with these past couple of days.
Only these last couple of days?
Oh, you know what I mean.
Since you saw Chalkman.
Well, it shook me, it really did.
I know, darling. But you mustn't worry about it anymore.
Well, it's hard not to.
Well, there's no need. He came to persuade you to change your story, didn't he?
Looks like it.
And you stood firm. So what's the point in him hanging about?
Yeah, I suppose that's true.
You don't need to worry about seeing him again. I mean, he'll have disappeared back off to the Bermuda Triangle or wherever he's been hiding out.
Well, I hope you're right. So, how's the ride?
Good. Good. But it would have been, except for some maniac on a motorbike.
Why? What did he do?
Oh, nothing really. Just thought it was fun to keep riding past me. The speed they go.
What, happened more than once?
Yeah. Three times, the fool.
Did you recognise
him? In a helmet and leathers.
Well, take his number then.
I told you. He passed me at the speed of light. What's the point, anyway?
Well, the point is you could have spooked your horse and then anything might have happened.
Oh, I've had worse, darling. We barely broke step.
See, I knew you should have taken someone with you.
Well, how would that have helped? Two frightened horses.
At least someone else would have been there. I told you, there are some dodgy characters about.
Oh, he was just some town you'd got lost and couldn't be bothered to follow the countryside code. I think I can cope with that without an armed guard.
You need to be more careful.
And you need to stop worrying. Now, where's this lunch?
Brian, could I have a word?
Yes, of course.
It's about Matt.
Oh, I thought it might be.
I appreciate you're in a rather difficult position in all this.
Well, I try not to let my family loyalties cloud my judgment where business is concerned.
Has he had any more visits from the SFO?
Well, not so far as I'm aware.
What about Chalkman? Has Matt heard from him?
I don't think so. But, I mean, I'm as much in the dark as you are. And I don't think he'd tell me if he had.
Well, it's making everything very difficult. He can't go on pretending it's just business as usual.
Yeah, well, as I said, I agree.
This isn't just about him. It could have consequences for other board members, not to mention our shareholders.
Of course. But how do we move matters forward? That's the tricky bit.
Quite.
Annabelle, what an unexpected pleasure.
Morning, Matt. I do normally try and turn up for board meetings.
But you've been so busy.
Not especially.
No, just too busy to talk to me, then.
I'd like to talk now. We were just...
Yeah, I could see you were plotting something.
Discussing the agenda. Hardly plotting.
Oh, really? Well, we'll see, won't we? Shall we go in?
Hello, love. Didn't expect to see you in here today.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better grab my chance for a last free coffee, eh? Is this a good time?
Yeah, it's my break. Besides, Ken's not coming anywhere near me this morning.
Why is he planning your farewell party?
I think I'll be lucky if I even get a card. He still hasn't forgiven me for going.
Well, if that means at last he appreciates everything you've done for him here, then...
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath. Anyway, what are you doing in Borchester?
Well, I need some new liners. I'm off to the farm co-op in a bit.
Oh,
yeah. I wish I was going to go and take $2,000 out of the bank, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's no use, Em. Couldn't pay back a loan. I'm right up against the wire if I go for Oliver's offer.
Such a shame. You know, when you want it so much.
Yeah, but I'm going to have to tell him. I mean, I've tried everything. I just can't do it. Oliver needs to know where he stands.
Yeah. Oh, well, it won't be the end of the world.
No, I just feel like it.
No, it won't. We'll still have each other. And George.
Yeah, you're right. That's the important thing.
It is. Just had Brenda in here pouring her heart out to me. Go on, there you go.
Oh, cheers. Well, things no better between her and Tom, then.
Well, it couldn't be worse. She's actually thinking of leaving Ambridge.
I didn't realise things were that bad. Well, she'd give up uni. It's her final year.
No, she'll finish the course.
Oh, good. That'd be a total waste otherwise.
I think the way things are at the moment, she might find it easier to get a job if she could be a bit more flexible about where she lived.
Yeah, I suppose.
But that's not the real reason. She just can't face living somewhere she might bump into Tom at any moment.
No.
We know what that's like, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
When I think of this time last year.
Oh, don't. No, you're right, we're so lucky.
We are. Poor Brenda, it's just been one thing after another.
I know what that feels like, oh.
The job thing, she just assumed Matt would always have something for her.
Yeah, well, there's not much call for PAs in jail.
She might not even look for a job, just, you know, travel.
Not really.
That's not such a bad idea. Get out the country and I hope by the time she gets back the economy's picked up and she's got over Tom.
Yeah, I suppose.
Can't really see either of them things happening very soon.
Hey, what about Mike? She told him all this?
Yeah.
Hmm. Said anything to me about it.
Brenda thinks he's still trying to take it in.
Yeah, well, not surprised.
He's sad, of course, but he understood.
Yeah.
At least Brenda's got one man in her life she can trust.
I thought Tom and her were solid.
He's been so unfair to her. She was only trying to help him. That's why she did it.
Yeah, I know.
It's Matt he should be blaming.
Yeah, and he wouldn't be the only one, would he?
So, we're all in agreement then. Shall we move on to the next item on the agenda, which is my proposal. Now, I hope you've all had a chance to read my papers on the new development. Basically, this furniture business is about to go bust. It's too small to survive in the current climate.
And why would this interest us?
Because, as you'd have seen if you'd read the proposal, they're situated on a prime site on the edge of town, and they're desperate. So if we make a quick offer, we should be able to get the land for a good price.
And what would we do with it?
Has no one done their homework? What a shame you were all out when I rang you to talk about it. It's a prime site. We develop around 25 houses on the site, and
who
then...
Who do you think is going to buy them? The market isn't exactly flourishing at the moment.
Listen, this recession isn't going to go on forever. The way things are now, we can build these for a good price.
It doesn't matter how cheaply we can build them if we can't sell them.
By the time they're finished, we'll be into the upturn, believe you me.
Or we may not.
Well, all right, then. We buy this land at a knockdown price and sit on it until the property market picks up again. We don't have to build straight away.
So what you're saying is that at a time when our cash position is, to say the least, precarious, we should go out and enlarge our land bank?
And what are you suggesting we do? Go into hibernation?
Matt, look, what you say may very well be true about this being a good opportunity.
Well,
in principle, but in practice it might be very difficult to get finance.
Especially for companies whose chairs are being investigated by the SFO.
Sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
Annabelle was suggesting that the feeling of the meeting is that, though this is an excellent scheme in principle, at the moment it just isn't viable.
For all sorts of reasons.
I see. No point in putting it to a vote, then. Right, well, let's move on, then.
Hadn't you better be getting on?
Oh, yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, what do you reckon? Shall I tell Oliver now?
If you're really sure.
Well, I'm sure I can't get the money together. There's the funding for the business plan. It's a step too far.
If you can't even start.
Exactly. Oh, but the thought of me running my own herd. My own right.
Oh, no, it would be brilliant.
Oh, I don't know. It was a nice dream, wasn't it?
Bet you're worrying about what'll happen if you don't take it on too, aren't you?
Yeah. You know, Oliver's made his mind up. He's getting out.
And if someone else is running the place...
You know, there's no chance they'd need me. I'd be right back to square one and looking for work.
Oh, Ed, it's such a shame.
Yeah.
You'd have so many people behind you wanting it to work.
Yeah, I know.
He's just so close.
Look, I won't tell him today. I'm just... I'm going to sleep on it one more time.
Okay. You do that.
But I know I'm right. Really, I'll tell him tomorrow.
Well, that was a total waste of time.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, I would.
I can't believe the board was so lukewarm about my development proposal.
Come on now, Matt. You must have known it was a long shot.
No, it wasn't. If Annabelle hadn't stuck her oar in...
Now, be fair. I don't think she was any more critical of it than I was.
Oh, come on, Brian. The whole meeting was dead set against it. It was obviously a set-up. You telling me that 12 months ago they wouldn't have jumped at a chance like that?
Well, things were very different 12 months ago, Matt. You know that.
Oh, give me a break. I know what's going on. Annabelle's been on the phone for a good few hours this week.
Matt.
When I think of how I've supported her, I tell you, Brian, it really sticks in my craw.
I think you need to be careful.
Oh, do I? Uh-huh. Well, who encouraged her to join the board in the first place, eh? Who identified her as a good business brain and got her involved here?
She'd been working with us for years as our solicitor.
Yeah, and I had the nous to bring her onto the board. For what?
She's a valuable and influential board member. Just because something doesn't go your way...
Oh, don't give me that. She's got an agenda of her own, and I can guess what it is.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, she can think again. I'm not going anywhere.
Look, let me take you to lunch. After a steak and a good bottle of wine, you may...
No, thanks. I've got to get back to Lillian. Don't like leaving her on her own these days.
But, Matt, hang on.
Give it up, Brian. It's a lost cause.
What is?
Trying to talk sense into him.
It was a bit of an eye-opener. The way he thought he could steamroller that proposal through after all that's happened.
He needs to take a bit more notice of the body language round that table.
Yes.
He's lost touch with reality. I don't think we can go on like this much longer. What did that meeting really achieve?
Well...
This business thrives on its reputation. Once that's gone, so's the business.
Yeah, well, I must say the same thought occurred to me.
You and I have got to look to the future, Brian.
Yes, I'm afraid we have.
These are tough times. We can't afford to see the company dragged down.
Yeah, but while nothing's been proved against either of them...
It doesn't have to be. Whatever happens, their reputation's shot.
Yes, yeah, I suppose so.
So... We need new blood. We should start thinking about likely people. Proof or not, it's going to do us no harm to have a few people waiting in the wings.
Right.
I'm sure you can come up with a few names.
Yeah, I'm sure I can, but I'm not very happy about doing it behind Matt's back, though.
What alternative has he left us? Did it look like he was going to bow out gracefully?
No, it didn't.
So, you and I should meet soon and compare notes. Then we can start approaching people. See who's interested.
Let me clear the table for you, Joe.
Oh, Tyler. Kenton seems to be in a good mood, considering he's about to lose you.
Yeah, well, he's just found someone to take over from me.
Ah.
Naomi, I think her name is.
And you think she'll do?
Absolutely ideal, according to him.
Oh, she'll never be as good as you.
You and I know that, Joe, but...
The things you put up with from that man...
I've had some fun times, too. Never a dull moment working for Ken and Archer.
Bet you're looking forward to starting your new job.
I can't wait.
Oh, these new starts, eh? You at Lower Loxley, Edward at Grange Farm.
Oh, I don't want to upset you, Joe.
What?
I know you've got your heart set on it, but I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
No? Why? Is Oliver Sterling let you down?
No, he doesn't even know what Ed's decided yet.
Well, of course, it's a big thing to take on. Edward's bound to be nervous.
I'm afraid it's a bit more than that.
Oh, he's just got cold feet. I'll soon change his mind for him.
No, you won't. Not unless you got £2,000 in your back pocket.
What?
Ed's just as keen to do it as ever.
Well then...
But we needed money for the business plan before we could even get started. We just couldn't find it.
Oh, Emma.
It's nothing to some people, £2,000. But it's impossible for us.
Sterling wouldn't lend it to you?
Why should he? He's been generous enough as it is. But, you know, we got to pay for the cows, plus the rent, all out of the income, and there'd be so many outgoings once we got started.
Oh, it's a good little business.
Yeah, I know it is. It breaks my heart not to see Ed do it. But he's made up his mind. He's not going to start unless he really believes it's possible. And he needs a proper business plan, and we can't finance one.
Oh, Emma.
I know Ed could run that herd. He'd work so hard. We've been offered the most amazing opportunity, Joe, but we just can't do it. And Ed's going to tell Oliver tomorrow.
Matt?
Oh, sorry, Lillian. I didn't mean to wake you.
Oh, that's all right. What are you doing?
Make myself a cup of tea. You want one?
Oh, no, thanks. Couldn't you sleep?
No, never really got off.
Oh.
Eventually, I thought I might as well get up. It's nearly morning.
Oh, it's 5:30.
Oh, it's all right, Pussycat. You go back to bed.
Oh, no. Not until I found out what's worrying you.
Well, where do you want me to start?
It was that board meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Did something happen that you didn't tell me about?
No, but you should have seen.
Yeah, I know you said.
The vultures are circling, Lillian.
Any vultures in particular?
Yeah, people who are supposed to be my friends. Annabelle, Brian.
Well, you know what I think about Annabelle.
Yeah, and you're right.
Brian?
What?
His family, darling. Surely you won't let us down on this one.
Oh, I wouldn't count on it. Now, seeing them there before the meeting, obviously plotting. Oh, I'm sorry. It just got to me.
Don't let it, darling. You're twice the man Brian Aldridge will ever be.
Oh, thank you.
And you're more than a match for Miss Shrivener. You could run rings round both of them with one hand tied behind your back.
Oh, Pussycat, what would I do without you?
Steady there. That's it. Oh. Hello?
Edward?
Oh, Grandad. Now, this isn't really a very good time.
Have you told him yet?
Have I told you what?
Stirling. Have you told him you're not going to take Grange Farm?
No. Ah. He's still in bed. I'm going to go in when I finish milking.
Don't.
What?
Don't.
Look, Grandad, Emma told me how upset you were about this, but there really isn't any way.
Yes, there is. Now, don't say nothing to Stirling until I've talked to you. I'll come round this morning.
Well, you won't change my mind.
No, you just hear me out, please.
So, Jake and Mia slept okay?
They're still asleep now. Judge for yourself.
Well, I suppose it was quite late when I came to pick you up last night. It's nice you can stay over Easter.
Oh, it's good you've got some time off.
Yeah. Well, sorry about today.
It's all right. We'll just acclimatise ourselves.
Oh, I wish I could stay with you. I've got to talk to Adam again this morning.
Oh, not about planting the game crops.
Yeah, that's right. Well done.
We've talked about it often enough.
Yeah, well, talking's not getting me very far.
No, I can't believe he hasn't sorted it out yet.
No, neither can I.
Oh, you look busy.
I'm taking your advice.
Oh, did I give you any?
Yeah, you reminded me who I am.
Good. So what are you working on?
My development proposal. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah, it did sound like it to me.
If I can convince the board, maybe these figures will.
Oh, darling, that's the spirit.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I might go for a ride if you're happily occupied.
All right. Lillian...
Now, and before you say anything, Shula's coming with me, so you don't need to worry.
That's a pretty sight.
Morning. Yeah, the cows are looking good.
Grundy on Grundy land with Grundy cows, and that's how it should be.
Grandad. Well, I know how disappointed you must be, but I'm afraid it's just not going to happen.
Oh, yes, it is.
But Emma explained it to you. We haven't got the money to go forward.
You haven't, but I have. I can give it you.
What?
You see, panic over.
What, you've got £2,000?
Oh, give or take. A little bit more, probably.
Where from?
We've been saving.
How long for?
Oh, years now.
It would have to be. What were you saving for?
Well, it's my funeral money. Didn't want Eddie having to fork out for that.
Grandad, I can't...
No. This is a much better use for it. Now, you can tell Oliver Stirling it's all systems
go. No, I can't take your money.
Of course you can.
What, that you've been saving all these years for your funeral? No, I can't.
Funerals, who cares? I shan't be here to see it. You can put me out with the rubbish for all I care. As long as my spirit can look down and see a Grundy back on our farm.
Look, thanks, Grandad. It means a lot, but I cannot take your money. It's just too risky.
You'll be fine once you get going.
Yeah, but I might not be. You know that. Look what happened to Dad.
You ain't like your dad.
I suppose we have to leave the farm again.
That ain't going to happen.
You know what it was like. I couldn't bear it.
Yeah, it was terrible. None of us thought we'd ever get over it. But we did.
Yeah, but...
Look how far we've come since then.
Yeah, I know. And that's all the more reason
to... This is our chance to put it right. To get things back to the way they should be. Take the money. I'm giving it to you for all of us.
Well, you really think I can do it?
Of course I do. Look, you are going to take this money, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I will. It might take me a while, but I will pay you back. Every penny.
Will?
Oh, hi, Nick.
I'm not disturbing you.
I was only topping up the feeders. What have you done with the kids?
Oh, your dad's taken them to the playground.
That was nice of him. What does he want?
Oh, don't be like that. It's him who wants to do me a favour, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bumped into him in the village shop and we got chatting. He asked me how my driving was going. He knew my test is next week.
Oh, I'm surprised he remembered.
I said I had 3 lessons this week to get me ready, but he said what I really needed was a good long drive to boost my confidence.
Oh, he's right. But he's finding the time.
Well, that's the favour. He said he'd take me out this evening. Wasn't that kind of him?
Oh. Yeah, I suppose it was.
I said I'd have to check with you, because it would mean you having the children. Is that all right?
Yeah. I don't suppose you're going to be that long, are you?
You might have to give them their tea. He said early evening.
Ah, that's all right. Emma's bringing George round, remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah, so we can have the whole day with him tomorrow.
Yeah, so I was planning to knock off a bit early anyway.
Good. Oh, thank you, love.
It's not often Dad does someone a good turn with no strings attached. We need to encourage him.
I better get back to him then before he changes his mind. Oh, how did you get on with Adam?
Not very well.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm a bit fed up, to tell you the truth.
Was he funny with you then?
Barely civil. He just doesn't appreciate how important the shoot is to the farm.
I take it he hadn't started?
No, he hadn't.
Well, why not?
He doesn't need to give me a reason. He and Debbie are in charge of the arable. He'll do it when they think it's appropriate.
Is that what he said?
Oh, as good as.
But what about Brian? Doesn't what he thinks count? I mean, he's been so supportive of all the changes you want to make to the shoot.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it so frustrating.
But he still does own the farm. You should speak to him.
Yeah, I think I will.
That's right, Jake. You push me here. Gently now.
Speaking to child minding, have you?
I'm doing Nick a favour.
Oh, how kind of you.
Well, she's going to be doing me one. Only she doesn't know it yet.
Well, it sounds more like it. Budge up. I'll sit with you for a bit.
Oh, I am on.
I got some good news.
Oh, makes a change. Go on.
Edward's just told Oliver Sterling he's ready to take on Grange Farm.
Never.
True as I'm sitting here. Heard it with my own ears.
But I thought he decided not to go ahead because he couldn't find that 2,000 quid he needed.
He had. But he's got it now.
Has he? Where from?
Me.
You? But what are you doing with 2,000 pounds?
Giving it to Edward.
Well, where have you got it from? Dad, you haven't been keeping it safe for Alf, have you?
Oh, no. I've saved it.
Out of what?
My pension. And the little odd jobs I do for folk.
But what were you saving it for?
My funeral. But you'll have to stump up for that now. This is much more important.
I can't believe you've been sitting on a pot of gold all these years and never said a word.
Well, you'd have found it when I was dead. Any road, just as well I was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great news. Though I noticed you never... brought it out when I was in trouble at Grange Farm.
Oh, come on, Eddie. You know it would have been just a drop in the ocean compared to what you needed then.
Yeah, that's true.
For this, well, it's seed money. Not just for Edward, but for all of us. Grundy's at Grange Farm again.
Yeah, that will be something.
Maybe even little George one day.
Well, it's certainly worth celebrating. And I've got just the way to do it.
I imagine it involves going down the bowl, eh?
Somewhere much more exciting. Huh? The Lazy Fox.
Well, that really will pub, that's the other side of Felpersham.
I know it is.
How are we going to get back then, once we've had a skinful?
Nick can drive us.
And why would she want to do that?
Because I've promised I'll take her out for a long drive this evening.
Oh, is that a favour?
Yeah. Uh-huh. She's got her test next week. It'll boost her confidence. And she don't care where we drive to, does she?
Lillian?
Yeah?
Want a coffee? I've just made some.
Only if you put a brandy in it.
Lillian, what's the matter? Hey, sit down. You look as white as a sheet.
I've had a bit of a shock, that's all.
I'll get that brandy.
No, I was joking. A glass of water would be nice, though.
Yeah, of course. What happened? Here you go.
Oh, that's better, thanks.
So what happened? You had an accident. Something happened to the horse. What?
You remember that motorcyclist who was playing silly beggars the other day?
The one you said was nothing to worry about.
Well, I was wrong.
Well, he was there again?
Yeah. Only this time he crept right up behind me, revved his engine and then roared off.
Oh, blimey.
You can imagine what effect that had on Magnet.
Yeah.
He reared and I fell off.
What? Are you all right? Should I take you to hospital?
No. I'll have a few bruises, but I'm okay, honestly.
You sure?
Yeah. We were near the verge and that's where I fell, luckily.
Well, thank God for that.
Of course, Magnet was off like lightning. Oh, it took me ages to catch him and my crop flew out of my hand. I couldn't find it anywhere.
So where was Shula while all this was going on?
She didn't come.
Oh, Lillian.
She had to wait in for a feed delivery or something.
You should have come back.
Yeah, well, I wish I had.
Told you not to go riding on your own.
I know you did. While I was limping home, I was thinking about it.
See, I didn't want to frighten you.
This isn't a coincidence, is it?
No. It's Chalkman.
I just can't believe it.
He told me to watch my back.
Yeah.
And the last thing he said to me, how is the lovely Lillian? I knew it was a threat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's dangerous, Lillian. I don't want you riding on your own anymore.
Well, the one good thing about this bedroom being so small is that we can be sure you haven't left anything behind.
Yeah.
Unless your slippers are under the bed.
I didn't bring any slippers.
Well, I'm glad we got the ticket. Good Friday, you never know.
It was thoughtful of you.
Still, hopefully the trains won't be too crowded at this time of day.
No.
Oh, Annette, don't look so sad. I'll miss you too.
Will you?
Of course. But you can come again.
Yeah, thank you.
And just think how much your grandmother will be looking forward to seeing you.
Jakey, can you and George put the Lego away now? We're going soon.
But not as soon as we'd hoped.
Oh, I've said I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm not cross with you. It was my dad who kept you out till all hours so he could get drunk.
I did say I wanted a long drive.
Yeah, you didn't say it needed to be to a real ale pub, though.
True. But, Will, I am feeling much more confident about my driving now.
Well, that's something. But you still had to sit there all evening drinking orange juice while Dad and Grandad got slaughtered.
Oh, I didn't mind.
Keeping you out till all hours, making us late starting for kids' day out.
Oh, we'll catch up.
That's not the point. He shouldn't have been drunk while you were driving. He was supposed to be the responsible one.
I know.
Nick, if you're going to live back here, you're going to have to learn not to let my dad take advantage of you. Because he will.
Oh, it was a bit of a one-off.
I wish I thought so.
Oh, they did have something to celebrate, though.
They thought they did.
Oh, they're so happy about Ed getting Grange Farm back.
Yeah, well, more fool them.
Oh, Will.
There's no way Ed's going to make a go of this. And Dad and Grandad are going to be all the more disappointed when he crashes.
Nice of you to come round, Mum.
I'm intrigued to see which of Phil's old NFU mates you might have turned up.
Yeah, but you've been busy this morning, haven't you? How was the warmth of Witness?
Good.
Bit more peaceful than here, I expect.
Well,
I'm afraid that's Pip. She's revising.
I see.
Well, she says she is.
She's got Izzy here.
What, and that reassures you?
They're testing each other.
Oh. Now they're dancing.
too much. Excuse me, Mum.
Oh, dear.
It is very distracting.
He was as bad, you know. Radio 1 blaring out all the Easter he was revising for his O-levels.
Really? I'll keep that piece of information in reserve for when I need it.
Drove Phil mad, too.
Oh, we do want to be able to hear ourselves think. And you've come from a morning of quiet contemplation.
Not as quiet as all that. I had a very chatty companion.
Who was that?
Linda. She's been auditioning for the plinth.
Oh, how's that going?
Badly. Which is why she wanted to tell me all about it.
Oh, dear.
She said, Jazzer in his kilt.
I hope he was wearing something under it.
I rather think that he implied that he wasn't. Then she had Molly Button dressed as a mushroom.
Oh, how sweet. Why?
To promote the work of the county fungus recorder.
Oh, I see. Was there anyone not in fancy dress?
Bert. He just sat and did nothing.
Because he's hoping the sights of Trafalgar Square will give him inspiration for a poem.
That's it.
Well, I thought that was rather a good idea.
Linda didn't.
So what's she going to do?
She was waiting for inspiration too.
Well, a partial victory. I've got them to turn it down.
But not off.
But they can't do that because it's helping them to concentrate.
Oh.
Well, it looks a bit full.
Get a table outside. Kids would like that.
I hoped we were going to take them somewhere a bit more exciting than the ball.
Well, they do a good children's menu.
Well, we should bring them on Sunday. They can see the Easter Bunny then.
Oh, are you sure? Well, if we just have a quick snack here, then we can get on with...
William! Just the man I want you to see. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Eddie.
None the worse for your experience yesterday, I hope.
No thanks to you.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Look, I'll just grab a menu and I'll take the kids out to find a table.
Let me buy you a drink.
Well, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, but I can still buy you one.
What do you think you were playing at? Dragging Nick all that way last night?
Giving her a chance to do a really long drive.
To a real ale pub?
Oh, it didn't really matter where we were going.
I'm not on the way there, but coming back in the dark. Suppose she had got into difficulties.
But she's a very good driver now, William. She's come on a treat.
Well, just as well. You're in no fit state to take charge of the car.
Oh, surely you don't begrudge us a bit of a celebration.
And what do you think you're celebrating?
Well, a Crundy being back at Grange Farm.
For how long?
Oh, don't be like that. Can't you be a bit pleased for your brother?
Because he's conned Grandad out of his funeral money.
No, Dad wanted to give it to him. Edward didn't even know he'd got these savings.
Yeah, right. But his funeral money, how could Ed take it?
It's a loan. He'll pay him back.
Oh, yes. When?
Well, it doesn't matter when, exactly.
I bet it doesn't.
Hey, Dad's obviously going to live to be 100, so he'll have plenty of time.
And how's he going to pay him back?
His profits from the dairy business.
He won't last 6 months. Grandad's just throwing good money after bad.
Edward needed that money. No relatives died and left him a nice little nest egg.
You can't be saying you think I should have lent him the money.
No. But you struck lucky. Don't begrudge your brother his bit of good fortune.
His bit? He's led a charm life.
Well, hardly.
No. Well, he's got George. He's got Emma.
William.
Now he's had a nice little business handed to him on a plate.
It isn't just any business. It's our family farm. Doesn't that mean anything to you? Have you forgotten what it was like when we lost it?
How could I?
Then why aren't you happy Edward's been offered this chance?
Because he'll lose it. He'll fail. And then he'll run. And then I expect I'll have to pick up the pieces.
Oh, sorry.
It'll end in tears. It always does.
I'm afraid we're a bit early.
Half an hour.
It's better than being too late. You don't want to miss the train, do you?
Suppose not.
And this means you've got time to buy a magazine.
I've got my book.
What sandwich, then? You can't rely on there being a buffet car on the train.
I'm not hungry.
A little present for your grandmother, maybe?
Oh,
I should have thought. Oh, I could have bought you something from the shop.
Yeah.
So, shall we get out, then?
I can't.
Oh, Nat.
I don't want to go.
What?
I'm sorry.
Look, I know we've had a lovely time, but you can come again soon. You can't let your grandmother down. She's expecting you.
No, she isn't.
Of course she is. You just rang her.
No, I didn't. I just pretended to. Don't be angry with me.
I'm not. But I don't understand. Why would you do that?
I knew there was no point. I knew she wouldn't want to see me.
But why not? I mean, I know it's been a long time, but she...
Not after what Mum told her. Not after what happened in France.
But why didn't you tell me? I mean, why make all this up?
I thought you'd make me go away. I just wanted some time with you.
Oh, Ned.
But now I've spoiled it. I've spoiled it all.
No, you haven't. But you've got to tell me now. What did happen in France?
Heavens, is that the time? I must be going. Phil will be wanting his lunch. Let's
just make sure that I've got this list quite straight before you go.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to ask the wrong people by mistake.
So, Dad would love to see Michael Henthorne and Bert Gibbs again.
Yes, especially Michael. They were great pals.
Also Maggie.
I want to meet her. A woman in the NFU in those days. What can it have been like for her?
She stood no nonsense, I can tell you that.
But we are on no account to invite Bob Bett.
No, don't even mention his name in your dad's presence.
Right. What did he do?
I don't know exactly. You would never tell me. But I think it was something about his pig.
How intriguing.
Oh, well, don't worry, Mum. We'll let sleeping pigs lie.
Now, you've got those names off my Christmas card list, haven't you?
Yes, thank you.
And I'll ask Chris if she can remember anyone.
We can do that.
But you think we're working along the right lines?
Yes. I'm getting quite excited about it myself.
It was so awful after Dad died.
Yes, I know.
When we got back to France, I thought that was it. We were just trapped with Mum forever.
No.
I never thought I'd hear from you again.
Didn't you?
Why would you want to remember us after what Dad did to you?
Oh, he did it to you too.
And then I had a birthday card from you. You don't know what it meant to me.
I wasn't even sure if I should send it.
And then the Christmas cards with the letters in.
Not very long ones.
A glimpse of another world. And the money came in handy.
Only a tenner.
All the pocket money we had.
Things were that bad.
Mum just went to pieces. Drink, drugs, men.
I should have done more.
Why? We weren't your responsibility. It wasn't so bad. I had Sonia till Luke came.
Luke? Is that her boyfriend?
No. Mum's. The one she's with now.
I didn't realise. You didn't say.
I don't like to talk about him.
You can tell me. Whatever it is.
We were in his way. So he got Mum to get rid of us.
How?
Made life so difficult for Sonia, she just left.
To live with her boyfriend?
Yeah, I didn't blame her. I'd have gone if I had anywhere to go.
But you didn't?
No. But Luke wasn't going to put up with that for very long. He told Mum she had to choose between us.
No, he didn't.
And naturally, she chose him. She told me she wasn't going to let me spoil her last chance of happiness. And then she threw me out.
Her own child?
I'm too much like Dad. That's all she sees.
What did you do?
What could I do? I went to stay with Sonia.
Don't tell me she threw you out as well.
Oh, no, Sonia wouldn't do that. But I was in her way, too.
Well, I'm sure she didn't think so.
She really has got a chance to make a new life. I didn't want to spoil that. I told her I'd go to England to see Gran. She gave me the money for the fare.
She thought your grandmother might be pleased to see you.
Sonia's her favourite. Gran never liked Dad either.
I did.
I know. And you were so kind to me. I thought I'd find you.
I'm glad you did.
I thought, maybe, if I could stay for a few weeks, I could sort myself out, find myself a job.
Then why didn't you tell me all this?
I was too scared. I thought you'd make me go away.
I wish you'd told me. And all you've been through, I can't take it in.
I want to make a new start, like Sonia has. If I could stay, honestly, it wouldn't be for long. I know it's a lot to ask, and I can do it on my own. Of course I can, but...
Nope. Come on. Let's get back.
Really?
Yeah. We'll work something out. We'll be right back.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.